WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio. WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
We've got live music today. Flying Pilot's Ladder of Success has been built on the dense lyrics and lullaby-worthy harmonies of vocalist, guitarist Israel Nebbecker and an incredible band behind him. Their tour with The Low Anthem brings them to the Southern in Charlottesville tonight. And this afternoon, Blind Pilot is live in the WNRN studios. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Definitely. And, well, let's see. I wanted to start off by talking a little bit about the beginnings of your band, Israel. And I've read that you and Ryan were in a bunch of other bands, but that the duo kind of began during a summer abroad studying in England. Did you guys take to busking just for fun?
It was probably half fun and half necessity. We were in a program that gave us a stipend to live on, but it was England, it was pretty expensive, and there happened to be all these amazing people busking on the streets there in Newquay, and it was a really fun town, and even the cops were into it, and so we decided to, Ryan put together a trash kit, and we played.
That's very cool. Now, for a band that's really young, doesn't necessarily have a whole lot of their own songs at that point, was it easier to play on the streets than finding a gig around town?
I mean, you can always play on the streets, yeah. We had a surprisingly good amount of luck in finding shows, spur of the moment, last minute, meeting people in towns, asking where music happens. I think, especially with the first couple tours by bike, people kind of, I don't know, they saw that it was something a little different and they wanted to help us out, so.
Yeah. And I love the idea. I mean, you and Ryan took to the streets. I mean, you guys literally put all your stuff on the back of your bike and just started, you know, pedaling around on the West Coast. How did that come about? Like, why did you decide once this full-length album was done to go on?
Yeah, so we did that first bike tour, and then we came back and made the album, and then the album was sort of the way that we met all these other great musicians that we're playing with now, and there was just a time, you know, we put it out on the very smallest label you could possibly be on, where they're the only band on the label for when we put it out, and it was not like we were expecting anybody besides our families and friends in Portland to hear it, so the bike tour just seemed like a really great option to do again. And that time we brought more people.
Yeah. Well, as you can see, we've got some craziness going on right here in the studio. So we're going to go to a track from the album to start with. And let's grab this from Blind Pilot's 3 Round and a Sound at WNRN.
Jojo, yeah, I know your name. Thought I saw you jump a Utah train, but I could not say, I could not say. Heard you tried to keep your hat on a shelf. Married a woman, went off and loved someone else. It could be as well. I cannot tell. Oh, no, I cannot tell. Jojo, don't you forget your name. try to keep you from the man you have been. So don't go that way. Don't go that way. Oh, 'cause the story I heard is that people are poor and the measures you take to wrestle with your war are the money you take, all the memories you spill. Will he measure your time? Will he measure your will? Oh, now. One of these mornings will be the wildest. Story of firecracker paper and disappear, near disappear, and disappear, near disappear. Oh, because the story I heard is that people are poor and the measures you take to wrestle with your war are the measures you fake. Whether you're dead or just still, will he measure your time? Will he measure your will? Oh, now.
Modern rock and so much more. WNRN, I'm Melissa Goode. And, well, that's music from the album Three Rounds and a Sound. And the story I heard from Blind Pilot. And I've got them live in studio here at WNRN. I want to thank you so much for being in here, first off. And also, I wanted to talk with you a little bit about having the whole band in here. This is a great thing, and it's so cool to be able to get so many musicians, especially when you're going on just your first album. How tough is it, Israel? How tough is it as a young band to say to make this sound really work? We have to have six people out on the road at once. Is it hard to kind of take a stand as a young band and say we need all six of us that were on the album basically to go out on the road to make this sound work?
We just kind of like let it happen naturally. We actually, not all the musicians with us were on the album, and not all the musicians on the album are with us. When we're back in Portland, we sometimes play with nine people, but these six worked out and seemed to work well together. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, can you introduce the folks that you have with us live in studio?
Yeah, Katie's playing the banjo and singing, and Luke's playing upright bass and singing.
Dave is in the corner with the trumpet. Yeah.
Well, not fantastic. Very cool. Well, can we get a live track in studio from Blind Pilot?
Sure.
What do you want to start with?
This is called Two Towns for Me.
Remember the world, living in the half that you cannot see, and walking a line, thinning tight, and stepping in too deep. Watching water thread my sleeves. What did I pull from underneath? We'll tie it down, wait it out, and hope our memories hold. A lead white nail driven down 100 years ago. Feeling wheels on my old road. Feeling bought for what I sold. I had a dream you were two towns from me. Got to sleep, spent the whole night running. Diving goals with their breath and live in between. Hollow bones, knowing both what they want and what they need. How I want that mystery. Let me dive till I believe. I had a dream you were two towns from me. Got to sleep, spent the whole night Had a dream we were nothing more than caught up in our own life's honey.
It's live music from Blind Pilot at WNRN. Two Towns From Me. That beautiful sound. Absolutely beautiful sound. Thank you so much. And so I've noticed that there's just been so much great press around you and so many people coming out to see your live shows. Recently, you were on CNN playing live. You've been on NPR. And digital sales have just skyrocketed you onto the Billboard chart and all that sort of jazz. Do you credit all of that success to just going out in front of crowds and playing live for audiences?
We're all very good looking, so that's
that's so easy to say on radio.
Israel, how do you feel about that?
I don't. You know, it's really hard to tell what one thing has brought us to doing what we're doing now on this tour, and it's just been a lot of seemingly small steps along the way. I guess. You know, but we have been really fortunate with a lot of big things like the iTunes single of the week. That was the first thing, and NPR played us some, and that was great.
Yeah, and now has it been about a year and a half that you guys have been out on tour?
About, yeah.
Counting the bike tour.
Yeah,
a year and a half.
Yeah.
Very cool. Over that amount of time, have you gotten a chance to write more songs? Considering, you know, all of you guys are on the road together. Do you guys take time out to write songs also?
We don't take a lot of time out, really. And we're touring most of the time this year. And we've gotten to work on some songs. But, you know, this definitely is the busiest and not as much time for songwriting. The year is most like that than any others in the recent past for me, which is ironic because I've wanted to have this be my job for so long. But now there's a little less time for songwriting. But this is our last tour that we're on with this album. We're going to go back and work on the next one.
Cool. Now, and of course, when you say your last tour, I mean, you've got the next leg coming up. You're going to be out on out hitting the streets with Laura Beers, right?
Yeah, which we're really excited about. I've been a Laura Beers fan for a really long time, and it's great to be touring with her.
Cool. Well, we'll look forward to, fingers crossed, having a show somewhere in the near vicinity with you guys and Laura Beers. And can we get another live song from you and the band, Israel?
Of course. Yeah.
All right. It's Blind Pilot live on WNRN. And what do you want to play next?
This song's called Buried a Bone.
I buried a bone, darling, you don't know him. Darling, you don't know him. Darling, you don't know. And just where you are might be the right place, might be that sweet space. you don't know. Look me in the head, I got nothing on my mind. I've been waiting for you all this time. And I've seen a path turn to an old road, but the secret's too slow, we're too fast. Look me in the mouth, I got nothing in my smile. I've been waiting for you, you're just my style. Look me in the gut, I got fear for my own name. I dig it up for you, if you do the same. Buried a bone, and darling, you don't know him. Darling, you don't know him. Darling, you don't know.
I buried a bone. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I buried a bone, live music from Blind Pilot here at WNRN. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come to the station today. And show going on tonight, happening at the Southern, and the Low Anthem are going to be opening up for you. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks a lot for having us.